Broadway's Just a Suburb of Cincinnati by Patrick Healy. To hear Katie Holmes tell it, she is not so different from her character Lorna in the new Broadway play, Dead Accounts, even if Lorna is a defensive sad sack who has moved back home with her parents in Cincinnati after a failed relationship. That image doesn't exactly square with Ms. Holmes's new life as a glamorous single mom in Manhattan 4 months after her divorce from Tom Cruise. But if Lorna passes for anything, she passes for normal. And normal is what Ms. Holmes aspires to these days. Amid her marital meltdown in the summer, for instance, Ms. Holmes took her daughter, Suri, on vacation to her parents' place in Toledo, Ohio. Her father, Martin, took them out for ice cream every night. And Ms. Holmes recalled with delight how she found a new flavor, spouse like a house, vanilla with chocolate-covered pretzels and caramel, and worked off the calories by running in the parks of her childhood as the youngest of five. "I still think of myself as Midwestern," said Ms. Holmes, age 33, who arrived for a recent interview without any trappings of celebrity. No assistant, no makeup, no jewelry, no designer labels, only a simple black band to tie her wet black hair into a ponytail. "I mean, I've had box wine," she continued. "It's good, and it's a lot easier to open." Box wine is one of many cultural signifiers in Dead Accounts, a family comedy now in previews at the Music Box Theater, about morality in middle-class Ohio Catholics, written by one of their own, Teresa Rebeck, who grew up outside Cincinnati. As in her earlier Broadway plays, Seminar and Mauritius, Miss Rebeck has created a noisy roomful of sharp-tongued characters who are uncomfortable in their own skin, none more so than the self-conscious Lorna, who is preoccupied with dieting, and her nervy brother Jack, who is elusive about his sudden return from New York. The plot ultimately turns on questions of loyalty for the characters, especially Jack, who wrestles with whether an Ohioan can live among East Coast elites and still retain his homespun integrity. Playing Jack is the 2-time Tony Award winner Norbert Leo Butts, who, like Ms. Holmes, can stake a claim to the background of his character. Mr. Butts grew up in St. Louis, a sibling city to Cincinnati in temperament and culture, he said, and was the 7th of 11 children, sharing a room of bunk beds with 3 of his brothers. By his early 20s, he left home for acting school in Alabama and then chased his professional dreams to Manhattan, a drive similar to that of his character, who heads east for excitement and fortune. And like Jack, Mr. Butts has reckoned with the costs of fast-lane New York life, having moved with his family to suburban New Jersey. "I came to New York with a tremendous amount of neuroses, to try to succeed and have some place to put my ambition and to make money," said Mr. Butts, who won Best Actor Tonys for the musical Dirty Rotten Scoundrels in 2005 and Catch Me If You Can from 2011. "Now at age 45, having made a little money, having competed for work, having had my heart broken constantly in this business, all of it has made me question things like faith and innocence. I think the play has brought up those questions again for Katie and me, not just because this story is about where we're from." Ms. Holmes declined to be interviewed alone, but agreed to meet with a reporter when Mr. Butts was added to the mix. The two were loose and affable with each other. They've eaten lunch together with the rest of the cast almost every day during rehearsal breaks, meals at which all of the actors have been comparing notes on their hometowns,